From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Construction of 9 dams to be completed in late 2022. Indonesia mainstream issues of nuclear naval propulsions at UN. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo stated the construction of 9 new dams will be completed at the end of 2022 that will bring the total number of dams constructed during his administration to 38. He said at the West Java People's Conference, Musra 1 at Artamanik Sports Building in Bandung, West Java on Sunday. According to him, the presence of the dams had offered positive impacts on the agriculture sector, especially in rice production. The flow of water from the dams is said to have doubled rice production. In addition, the 468 trillion rupiah fund that the government has dispersed for village development has also improved access roads in villages. Musra is organized by Joko Widodo's National Volunteers that allows the participant to express their aspiration related to their hopes for Indonesia or their criteria of leaders. Indonesia has succeeded in mainstreaming the issue of nuclear naval propulsions, or NNP, into the United Nations UN Forum, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said. The UN 10th Review Conference of the Parties to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT, REFCON, was held on August 1 to 26, 2022, at the UN headquarters in New York, United States, according to the ministry's statement on Sunday. The NPT-REFCON is a conference held every 5 years since 1975 to review the implementation of the treaty limiting the possessions of nuclear weapons. Director General of Multilateral Cooperation at the Ministry, Tri Tariat, who led the Indonesian delegation at the meeting, said Indonesia's intentions to raise awareness on the NPT has been achieved. Tariat deemed the achievement significant as the issue of the nuclear-powered submarines had not been discussed in any international forum. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin noted that Bali could become a location to develop the Genomic Data Research Center to boost health innovations as part of efforts to create a healthier future generation. Sadikin said while delivering his remarks at the Trihita Kirana THK Forum Road to G20 event in Bali on Saturday that Bali has the quality and capability to build and prepare health infrastructure. According to him, the pandemic had presented Indonesia with an opportunity to manage hundreds of millions of genomic data that will be used as a research basis. The aim is to make health innovations so that the world will be more prepared to face future pandemics. He remarked the development of this International Health Architecture Center is in line with the Kerti Bali economic roadmap conveyed by President Joko Widodo. The president emphasized the importance of economic diversification in Bali so that it does not only depend on the tourism sector. Let's move it on to the international news, where two U.S. Navy warships sailed through international waters in the Taiwan Strait on Sunday, the first such operation since a visit to Taiwan by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which regards the island as its territory. The U.S. Navy, confirming a Reuters report, said cruisers Chancellor's Field and Antietam were carrying out the ongoing operation. Such operations usually take 8 to 12 hours to complete and are closely monitored by China's military. Japan will cooperate closely with African countries to promote more resilient economies, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told the final sessions of an investment conference in Tunisia on Sunday. He also promised Japan would use its place on the United Nations Security Council next year to push for a permanent African seat on the world body, a day after announcing $30 billion in public and private finance for the continent. India likely recorded strong double-digit economic growth in the last quarter, but economists polled by Reuters expected the pace to more than halve this quarter and slow farther towards the end of the year as interest rates rise. Asia's third-largest economy is grappling with persistently high unemployment and inflation, which has been running above the top of the Reserve Bank's of India's tolerance band all year, and is set to do so for the rest of 2022. Pakistan needs financial help to deal with the overwhelming floods, its foreign minister said on Sunday, adding that he hoped financial institutions such as the International Monetary Fund IMF will take the economic fallout into account. Unusually heavy monsoon rains have caused devastating floods in both the north and south of the country, affecting more than 30 million people and killing more than 1,000. Listener, let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian Weaving Clothing Show Colors, the 77th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in Russia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Weaving Clothing Show Colors, the 77th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in Russia. In commemorating the 77th anniversary of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia this year, the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow held a fashion show that presented a talented young Indonesian designer, Adri Basuki. He was the first winner of the fashion designer competition, Jakarta Fashion Week 2022, in Moscow, Russia on August 18, 2022. In his first performance abroad, Adri Basuki also introduced his collaborative work with the legendary Indonesia shoe brand Buccheri. The fashion show, entitled Independence Fashion Show, Sustainable Fashion, Empowering Women, featuring 22 ready-to-wear collections from Adri Basuki presented by professional models from Russia. This activity was held by carrying the concept of an outdoor show at the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow. This park is a historic park that was once the location for the celebration of the birthday of the first President of the Republic of Indonesia, Mr. Insinyur Soekarno, in 1980, which was also attended by the then Prime Minister of Russia, Nikita Khrushchev. Adri Basuki is a new talent in Indonesia fashions who has the characteristic of combining traditional Indonesian wastra fabric with various elements and modern touch that are in the line with current trends, carrying the DNA brand proud of Indonesian fabric, sustainable process and empowering women. Adri Basuki said that the collaboration presented for the show in Moscow was specially prepared for approximately 3 months by employing 4 types of Indonesian woven fabric, namely Baduy, Lurik, Jepara, and Makassar weave. The fashion show received a standing ovations from 152 invited fashion lovers. The guests who attended were members of the International Women's Club Moscow, or IWC, a leading social organization for expatriates in Moscow, ambassadors, ambassadors' wives, and female diplomats from friendly countries, journalists, and fashion-loving Russian friends of Indonesia. The Independence Fashion Show Sustainable Fashion Empowering Women was also followed by a special charity bazaar initiated by IWC in collaboration with Dharma Wanita Persatuan of the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow. All profit generated from the charity bazaar will be donated to a number of IWC social organization partners in need in Russia. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
We begin today in history with the event on August 29, 1945, when House of Representatives was established. 12 days after the proclamation of Indonesian independence on August 29, 1945, the government under the leadership of President Sukarno established the Central Indonesian National Committee. The committee was the forerunner of the House of Representatives, which consisted of 137 people. The date of inauguration of the committee was later used as the birthday of the House of Representatives. Let's move on to the event in 1949 when Soviet Union's first nuclear bomb was tested. On August 29, 1949, the Soviet Union conducted its first nuclear bomb test in secret in Semipalatinsk, Kazakhstan. Since then, nuclear bombs were no longer only controlled by the United States. The balance that occurred in the nuclear arms competition between the United States and Russia was named as terrible equality. From that moment, the United States and the Soviet Union entered into a propaganda war called the Cold War. This war, fought between the Western and Eastern blocs, lasted until the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991. We end today in history with an event about the birth of PT Inka. PT Industri Kereta Api, or PT Inka, is a state-owned enterprise BUMN manufacturing the first integrated railway in Southeast Asia. Formally, PT Inka was established on May 18, 1981. Subsequently, the train factory operations were handed over by PT PJKA to the management of PT Inka on August 29, 1981. The date was later recorded as the birthday of PT Inka.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo and King of Eswatini, Mswati III, witnessed the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to strengthen bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Eswatini Kingdom at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta last Thursday. The Kingdom of Eswatini, previously known as the Kingdom of Swaziland, is a small country in southern Africa, located between South Africa in the west and Mozambique in the east. The MOU signed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and her Eswatini Kingdom's counterpart Sulisile Dlada is the opening door for economic cooperation of the both countries. Minister Retno Marsudi, in her statement after the signing of the MOU, said that this is very important to increase cooperation, especially economic cooperation, between Indonesia and Eswatini. In the MOU, there are several areas of cooperation that will be the priority or focus of attention of both countries. They include trade, investment, mining, energy, green economy, agriculture, infrastructure, development, tourism, and health. Minister Retno Marsudi further explained that both countries will hold regular meetings to follow up on the cooperation to be carried out. After the signing of the MOU, King Tulisile Dlada also met some Indonesian private sectors along with Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry to discuss further cooperation that can be carried out as a follow-up to signed MOU. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir and Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung. In addition, there were also present Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Arshad Rashid, along with two other Chambers officials, namely Garibaldi Thohir and Hilmi Panigoro.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all. Thank you.
World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to the oldest mosque on the island of Buton, Southeast Sulawesi, namely Wawoangi Mosque. The location of the mosque is above the mountains of Wawoangi Village, Sampolawa District, South Buton Regency, Southeast Sulawesi. This mosque is also known as the mosque above the wind. In the language of Chia Chia, the language of the local community, Wawoangi means above the wind. So, this mosque is called the Mosque on the Wind. Wawoangi Mosque was founded by Sheikh Abdul Wahid in 1527 and is believed to be the first mosque to spread Islam on Buton Island. The building of the Wawoangi Mosque looks simple, even though this mosque has its own uniqueness. All mosque buildings are made of wood. The walls are made of small bamboo in a standing position and not tied. This bamboo is tied with palm fibers. The roof is made of thin, thick wood, and there is no dome or minaret next to the mosque. In the courtyard of the mosque, there are sandalwood trees and some old tombs. One of the old tombs is the tomb of the father of the Sultan of Buton VII, Sultan La Saparagao. Listener, Wawoangi Mosque is rarely used by residents to pray every day because it is located quite far from the residents' villages. However, this mosque is still preserved and well-maintained by the residents of Wawoangi Village. This mosque is still often used for traditional activities. During the holy month of Ramadan, people usually visit the Wawoangi Mosque to perform Tarawih evening prayers. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
To the world.
hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegak.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about keluarga, which means family. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Sudah Menjadi Dosen Selama 5 Tahun. Saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun. which means I have been working as a lecturer for 5 years. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, his travel companion who works as a tourist guide. Dev tells Ketut how long he has been working as a lecturer by using number. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sudah berapa lama Anda bekerja sebagai dosen?
Saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Sudah, sudah, which means have been. Menjadi dosen, which means have been working as a lecturer. Selama 5 tahun. Selama 5 tahun, which means for 5 years. Saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun. Saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun, which means I have been working as a lecturer for 5 years. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun. Saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun. Which means, I have been working as a lecturer for 5 years. In the sentence, there is an expression, selama 5 tahun. Selama 5 tahun, which means for 5 years. It uses the number 5, which means 5, to state a duration. To state information on duration or how long someone has been working, followed by time unit, such as tahun, which means year. In the sentence, the expression lima tahun, which means 5 years, state a duration or how long Dev has been working as a lecturer. Besides using year as time unit, you can use another time unit to state a duration, such as jam, which means hour, hari, which means day, minggu, which means week, or bulan, which means month. Let's listen to the other examples to state personal information about time duration by using time unit. 2 jam, which means 2 hours. Saya sudah menunggu Anda selama 2 jam. Saya sudah menunggu Anda selama 2 jam. Which means, I have been waiting for you for 2 hours. 3 bulan, which means 3 months. Saya berada di Indonesia selama 3 bulan. Saya berada di Indonesia selama 3 bulan, which means I have been in Indonesia for 3 months. To state information about time duration, you can use the word selama, which means for. For example, selama satu jam, which means for an hour. Selama dua bulan, which means for 2 months. Selama lima tahun, which means for 5 years. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sudah berapa lama Anda bekerja sebagai dosen?
Saya sudah menjadi dosen selama 5 tahun.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For con the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua mimpi menjadi yang terbaik. Jangan pernah menyerah, menaklukkan dunia. Jangan berhenti untuk terus berjuang. Jangan putus asa menghadapi cobaan.
Yakin dan percaya itulah kuncinya.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
Jangan pernah menyerah.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, VOI listeners. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Indonesia Jaya that is presented beautifully by Orkes Keroncong Bintang Fajar. The song composed by Chaken Matulatua is popularized by Harvey Maleholo. The song Indonesia Jaya has a meaning full of optimism, trying to call for all Indonesian citizens to realize how important struggle and sacrifice is. The song also teaches that life in this world will always be full of obstacles. However, if we realize and live it with full of hope, God and work together to fight, then all of our dreams will come true. All right, listener, this is the Orkes Keroncong Bintang Fajar with the keroncong song Indonesia Jaya. Happy listening.
Thank you.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Sedihku, ku meninggalkan dia. Betapa bodohnya aku. Dan kini aku menyesal melepas keindahan, dan itu kamu. Tuhan, tolonglah aku kembalikan dia ke dalam pelukku, karena ku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Kuakui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa. Cinta selain kamu, tapi tak ada yang sama. Beribu cara ku tempuh untuk melupakan kamu, tapi tak mampu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.